Let true subjects hear apart with an honest, thankful heart for the tidings which we bear. The truth thereof we need not fear. Londonderry now at last is in hopes the worst is past. Want of food was all their grief, but now they've succor and relief. When great Major Kirk was told they could not much longer hold, like a noble general, he for their sakes would venture all. Then he leaving Captain Steward, who the Isle of Inch secured, and straight he did toward Derry sail, attended with a pleasant gale. The swift Swallow gallantly, with three sail in company, freely ventured on before, with food and ammunition store. Another captain then straightway informed him where the Dartmouth lay, for which he presently did send the victual vessels to defend. Then to Kilmore Castle they orders had to make their way, where the Dartmouth's guns did roar and slew the Irish Teagues on shore. The Dartmouth's valiant Captain Leake, of whose courage let us speak, for he behaved himself so well that few or none could him excel. For while his bullets they did fly, the brave Mountjoy sailed safely by, the long boat of the Swallow too, well armed in all danger to go through. Manned with noble hearts of gold, courageous, valiant seamen bold, who in the Swallow longboat they passed on before to clear the way. To cut the bomb, this done at last, they straight to Londonderry passed, and likewise sailed after them the galleon sweet Jerusalem. Store of all provision then landed was for Derry men, but for forces they'd have none, they'd stand it out themselves alone. When those poor souls this food beheld, they were then with comfort filled. They through the city did express their joy with hearty thankfulness. Their great guns they let off likewise, the which did echo through the skies, that Major Kirk might understand relief was safe arrived at land. Great King William's royal fame on the walls they did proclaim, with drums and trumpets loud huzzas, defender of our faith and laws. Boys will have the t'other bout, like brave heroes sally out, for we'll never, never yield our love, our lives, or win the field.